Before answering that question, I'd like to give a bit of a backstory on scripting in Second Life for anyone that might not be familiar. It's a single language, Lindon scripting language, but it has these two different runtimes. So like when you're writing a script, you can choose to run it as in one mode or the other. The older runtime, LSO2, that's the bytecode it runs, it goes back to the early 2000s near to Second Life's, launch. And then in 2008, Babbage Linden and a bunch of other folks wrote out this major enhancement to scripting, which was the mono runtime that provided this like amazing leap in performance over the original virtual machine. So you may have noticed it's been a bit since 2008, but during that time, we really haven't done much to LSL outside of introducing like new functionality, Linden structured data, ways to manipulate data types. Those are all changes to the library and not really changes to the core language. And part of the philosophy that I see a lot of folks inside the company starting to push towards is challenging preconceived notions about which areas of Second Life can and cannot change. Yeah, I mean, the short answer is what we would like to do is bring Lua scripting to Second Life natively. This is a project in its early stages, and it means that you'll be able to write, Lua for server-side scripting to control objects and, content inside of Second Life. This means that you'll be able to write natively in Lua using the full existing library of LSL functionality. And it means that you'll be able to use a lot more powerful language features. LSL is written very quickly. It's kind of a simple language. It's missing some kind of like fundamental things like map types and basic typing and first-class functions. But bringing native Lua to Second Life isn't all that we're doing. The approach here is that in addition to native Lua, we'll be able to replace Mono with the Lua runtime in the backend. What that means is that we'll be able to run Mono scripts or what used to be Mono scripts even faster. What we've seen in kind of some initial benchmarks is that it uses less memory and the Lua VM is faster than the Mono scripts. Content creators have more memory to play with their scripts, and it also means that they'll be able to run simply faster. Timeline-wise, we'll be releasing more information in the coming months. It's very much an early project. The results so far have been pretty promising. I'm sure the next week's server user group will be pretty exciting.